What's up, y'all? You're tuned in to the Pitched and Unscripted podcast. I'm your host, Mina, and I'm here with my co-host.
All right, man, you know what's going on. It's the infamous Will, a.k.a. Will East.
Hey, this podcast is available on all major podcast platforms. Don't forget to like and follow and share us on Facebook as well, TikTok, Twitter. Man, anywhere you can get active. Instagram as well, man. We there. Fuck with us. We want to talk to you. We want to hear from you. Well, man, what's been going on?
Nothing much, man. Hey, man. New week, new money, new dreams. Everything going good this week. I can't even complain. What about you?
I'm telling you. Ain't no need to even complain. I'm good, man. I'm great. Listen, living life every day, you know.
Hey, man. Hey, we're going to start this one off a little different. Wilt's fun fact of the day.
Ooh-wee.
Condoms are cheaper than Pampers. I always remember that, fellas.
Swear to God. Ladies,
and
remember.
And ladies, too.
Yes, because you can buy your own and come with your own. Prophylactics, baby.
Are cheaper than Pampers.
Way cheaper. Even the goddamn big pack of condoms is cheaper.
Hear me?
Than Pampers.
Shit. Yeah, man. But shit, how we kicking the show off today, sis? I done giving they little fun fact.
Man, listen, I like your fun facts. We might have to keep the Wilt fun facts and say fuck the Mina fun facts. Because, I like Wilt fun facts. Because this, that was a motherfucking fun fact.
Damn right. And I'm going to get to
and condom sales is low. Oh, so, yeah. Y'all is letting us down.
Yeah, man. Y'all need to be Mr. Trojan Man again. What happened to all them boys back in the day?
Hey, remember when all the niggas swarping down, they wore Magnums?
They wore Magnums. Everybody got the gold pack. Used to shake them in the club.
For nothing. Y'all really had little dicks. Y'all really did. I hated that. Like, that shit used to piss me off.
Shit.
All that fucking rubber for nothing. No wonder why y'all scared to use condoms or don't like condoms now. Talking about you couldn't feel shit. You had the wrong size condom back then. Now you're traumatized.
They had to make that statement. You know, them girls said if you ain't had that gold ticket, it wasn't shit going.
I was allergic to latex, so you could have passed me with that shit.
It was like Willy Wonka around here. You know you had to have that golden ticket to get in.
And the shit was still flowing around like it was goddamn fluid.
Yeah, shit crazy around here, man. People don't give a fuck.
Hey, that was a motherfucking red flag, I guess. If you ain't had a gold Magnum, it was a red flag back then.
That shit was a red flag before red flags was relevant.
I swear to God, because I don't know. Like you said, I don't know. Maybe them red flags was what color, bro?
Shit, them shit's been green. You know, people get colorblind when they see something they like. Shit, how many red lights you done ran?
Boy,
exactly.
I'm talking about I ain't even pushed a brake.
You gonna roll on through this motherfucker. I done started now.
I swear to God, gotta see it through.
That what motherfucker said, gotta see it through,
hey,
my boy.
Listen, that time be holding people back when they see them red flags. I'm talking about them red flags be flapping real hard in your face, too.
And they do, though. But sometimes that shit be like, damn, I still wanna do that shit.
Hey, I swear to God.
That's just like somebody tell you, like, hey, don't fuck with that girl. She crazy. For real. I'm about to go find out how crazy she is.
I swear to God, now that bitch got a brick through your windshield. So, bruh. All right, when it comes to my red flags, like, poor communication is a big red flag for me.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, it must be green.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, we will ignore the fact, and I know for a fact that I have ignored the fact that a motherfucker could not properly communicate with me.
Yeah, but you'll be a little too deep in by the time you figure out they can't communicate effectively. You'll be like, damn, I already like you a little bit more than a lot.
Bitch, at this point, I love you. Let's be honest.
Nah, damn, I got to deal with this motherfucker.
Right. And then you realize how hard that shit really is.
I swear to God. That shit, they, man, listen.
Like, you really don't realize how poorly a motherfucker can't communicate or how a motherfucker really can't talk to people.
Can't do shit.
Like, we can't have a civilized conversation without you getting in your feelings like being defensive about something.
Motherfuckers don't know how to take criticism, for one. They ain't never had to take criticism before. Then you say something, oh, you can't say that about me. I'm telling you the fucking truth.
Or you nitpicking with me.
Nitpicking. Or you ain't going to control me. How the fuck? I ain't nobody trying to control you, but you ain't about to play with me either. Fuck that.
Right. So what's one of your red flags? Mine is poor communication.
One of my red flags is, goddamn, I ain't going to lie. I used to like girls that was a little, you know, aggressive. And when I say aggressive, they used to try to fight me.
Oh, you like the angry bitches?
Hell yeah. That makeup said she used to be fire.
Nah, you don't like that?
Hell no. That shit, nah. The motherfuckers be going to jail over that shit. Nah, I can't fuck with it.
You calling the police on
them? Damn right. You gotta go. You put your hands on me?
Not Big Will.
Shit, after my baby mama stabbed me, that shit was over with.
Damn, not Steph.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I had to go to the hospital. My mom mad as hell. My mama sat in the hospital with me for about 4 hours, mad as fuck. I'm sitting in that bitch cheesing.
Dumbass.
She said, you better not talk to that girl no more. I said, nah, she stabbed me, I'm done. I ain't gonna lie.
Dumbass probably went right back.
Nah, I just found another one just as toxic. And I was like, oh, Lord. Too.
Jesus.
Yeah, man. Hey, man, you gotta have a ball like that sometimes, man. I know my value, but I be giving out discounts sometimes.
Hey, it be like that. Another one of my red flags. A motherfucker who can't compromise. If I tell you I like something, but you ain't really into that shit, and you can't meet me halfway, like at least do it once or twice, here and there, or like, you know, or say for instance, like, boom, I like sex.
Mm-hmm.
You don't really like sex like that.
Oh no, that ain't gonna never work on.
Nah, but it's gotta be a compromise. It can, if it can be a compromise.
Compromise on what? How the fuck you compromise sex?
We can't really?
How the fuck you compromise sex? If you got a high sex drive and they be like, oh yeah, I mean, I only wanna do it like once or twice.
Y'all should see his face.
Once or twice what?
Man, damn.
Like, once or twice what?
So are you basically trying to tell me that was a red flag that I had turned green?
Yeah, yeah, because then you're going to complain about that shit heavily later. Like, if somebody... But people do give out these false pretenses. Like, when you first meet people, they be on shit. Like, oh, yeah, you know. Then after a while, I'm like, you don't really want to go. Oh, ain't no fucking going. Oh, I'm gone. Like, the fuck, we ain't here to chill tonight. This ain't a chill night. I want you to do everything you said in them text messages. You hear me?
Don't talk that shit. Ain't doing that shit. And them niggas ain't either.
Who?
Man, listen.
Man, I put them goddamn jump part socks on to jump off the damn dresser. Fuck you talking about? They getting crazy around here.
Bitch, you better hope a bitch like me would have just pledged my dresser. I'm talking about the oil pledge. Uh-huh.
That's why you got that's why you got them jump part socks. Them jump parts,
them shits will slip with that oil,
shit,
I promise you.
It ain't slipping well. I'm trying to tell you, get pull out the fresh one. Ain't losing no grip nowhere.
You done stole the people's socks.
Yeah, boy, I got an ass. All right,
so boom, since you said my can't compromise on the sex thing wasn't a red flag.
That's a hell no.
I'ma say controlling behavior.
Nah, that's a big ass red flag. Like, you ain't about to do shit and try to control what the fuck I do. Like, I ain't with that shit. We gonna be on equal playing field at all time.
Like, so when it comes to men, explain, like, what are some ways that women be trying to control y'all? Like, with what?
I mean, if, like, for me, instance, I don't really have no issues like that. But beforehand, like, you know, female friends, they feel like some females are threatened when you have a female friend. Like, well, why this girl so close to you? Why this? Why that? Like, motherfucker, this girl been here before you. Like, right. Why the fuck you tripping about that? You know what I'm saying? Ain't like she came into the picture after the fact. So,
right.
I mean, that one little red flag that get thrown out there. I mean, you know. Also, you know the life your person lived too.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? If they was partying before they got with you, what make you think they just gonna abruptly stop? Like,
right.
That shit ain't happening. So you ain't about to, oh, you go out all the time, you try to throw ultimatums, or me or going out.
Bitch, I'm going out.
I'll see you when I get home. Shit, for real. The fuck, niggas be needing their break sometimes.
Nah, my simp ass will stay home.
I mean, it's certain times you know you gotta stay home, but you know, other times you like, nah, especially like, I used to have instances where a girl I used to deal with, like, I tell her I'm about to go out, and she'll be like, right before I'm about to go, oh, I gotta go do something real quick, and stay gone. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Or be gone for a longest time, then come back thinking, oh, wait, late, you ain't gonna go. Oh, no, I'm still gone. Fuck that. As soon as you walk through the door, I'm walking out, because that right there was some bullshit already.
Right, now I'm pissed.
I'm pissed. The guy's drunk. Like, I got to come in sober and deal with them. Like, because you was bullshitting, thinking I was going to stay home. Now I got to stay out extra late.
Right.
Now the sun got to catch me. God damn.
That a whole nother issue.
Mm-hmm. You want to cause an issue with me, I'm going to cause one back. Now, hey, we got to compromise. If you'd have came home early, I'd have been home earlier. See how that shit go. But, you know what I'm saying? But your compromise thing, sex.
Okay, so boom, since you said that one wasn't a part of it. Okay, so we can't compromise. When you say sex, you can't compromise with sex. What about when it comes to the level of things that the freakiness in the bedroom? Like, what if there's things that I'm into that my partner just might not, you know?
I mean, it's
not that my partner's not into it. They just ain't never, you know, did it. And they kind of, you know how people be like, nah, I'll never do that. And they ain't never did it before type shit.
Because, I mean, it's a certain way people feel about certain shit like that, too, you know? For instance.
Oh, God.
Niggas, y'all be letting girls eat y'all ass?
They do. And there's nothing wrong with it.
For me, that shit ain't happening. But, hey, if they like it, they love it. I ain't going to say I love it because it ain't shit. But if they like it, they love it.
I keep telling y'all, just lay on your stomach.
Bro, hell no. I'm not laying on my fuck. Like, that's...
You don't have to touch ass. You don't have to do nothing. Just lay on your stomach.
You want me to lay there and then she got to open my cheeks and lick my ass?
You act like she got to spread them shits till they crack, like how y'all be spreading girls' ass cheeks. She ain't got to do that. She can be real gentle. She can kiss you on your cheek type shit. And, you know, just.
Hell no. That shit ain't even sound like. That shit is not appealing at all.
Man, listen,
because if you lay on your stomach, like, you gotta toot your butt up a little bit.
No,
regardless.
You don't.
Okay,
no, you
I don't
want
to. I don't care. I ain't gonna do the shit. And I damn sure ain't like laying on your back. Like, you gotta cock your legs up like a little. No.
Like I was telling, I had this conversation at work with some fellas. I'm the only female at my job. And I was telling them, like, as long as if that's the shit that y'all are into. It really shouldn't leave the bedroom. Like, there should be no reason why your girl is out here telling people, oh, bitch, I ate my man ass and I had his legs up like I was holding his toes type shit. It, like, there should be no reason that that comes out of the bedroom, because why are we picking on this man for something that he likes sexually? If he likes it and that's what gets him off, let's do that shit for your man. Like, for real. Even if, yeah, like, whatever it is that that man likes, like, do it. Because then there's a problem if he does go and let a man do it who's willing to do it because his woman wasn't, because that's not manly or that's gay when it's not.
Hold on. So if my girl want to go eat ass, bye. I promise you, bye.
Look, sis has made it clear she not eating no man ass. She was very appalled when she found out that I have eaten a man's ass.
Shit, I was appalled when you ate ass.
I was appalled when I ate that man's ass because it was just a weird situation.
I mean, what? Well, you looked at it first, like you just.
I didn't. Of course, I looked because my eyes and my mouth are in that same, you know, area, but like.
You made him wash his ass first?
Oh my gosh. You're making me disappointed in myself at this point.
I mean, hey, listen.
Because it's not like, okay, so we was fucking.
Mm hmm.
And then it was just like, he was like, I want you to eat my ass. And I was like.
Hey, yo, hold on. Did he ask for this shit?
Yeah.
Hey, man,
it
shit.
Wasn't no where I did no surprise type shit. He was like, I want you to eat my ass. And I was like, I was young. So I was like, and he was older.
Oh, look at. What?
So I was like, you want me to what? He was like, I want you to eat my ass while I jack my dick. I was like, okay. I'm down for anything once. I'll try anything once. So I did it. But then what disturbed me on it was the simple fact that when I wanted to be done to get back to fucking, he was like, nah, I want you to keep doing it. So yeah, I got up and left.
You shouldn't have did it in the first place. For him to be that confident ass, hey yo, I want you to eat my ass real quick.
Yeah, like it was really on some I want you to eat my ass type shit.
And then he had to assume the position. Like, see,
nah,
that,
like
no.
I can't even remember in what position I did it, but it still had to be in a position where he was able to jack his dick. So I don't even remember how I did it.
Sound like that boy, but cock up like a hoe.
It's a possibility that he was. That's I don't terrible. Know. He could have had his legs up in the air. I think he had his legs up in the air. I really think he had his legs up in the air. It was so long ago. But I've never eaten another man's ass again. Ever. Ever, because that shit was just, I think I was traumatized from that shit, because how do you not want to, like, that shit made me feel some type of way as a woman. Like, that shit made me feel like my shit wasn't hitting on shit, because you'd rather for me eat your ass and you jack your dick than the fuck. Like, I was insecure for a minute, but then I realized I wasn't the problem, it was him.
Yeah, clearly. He asked. Like, if a girl surprise a man, I mean, hey. It ain't really, what you doing?
He's talking, what you doing?
Like, you're going kind of low there. You know what I'm saying? You hit the gooch, that's cool. You start dropping. Got to tap you real quick. Where you going? Come on back up. Ain't no dick down there. Come on back up. Yeah, but that's just my opinion. I can't fuck with it, sis. It just ain't me.
Nah, I understand. I stand firm on, everything isn't for everybody.
You know what I'm saying? Suck a toe or something. I can fuck with you.
Oh, yeah. I love sucking toes.
I mean, I don't see the get off in it, but
yeah, I don't have the get off on it. I don't, it's not something I do all the time. I don't know what part of my mind just be like, bitch, yeah, suck her toes.
Because the shit be like swinging by your face. You be like, I'm about to try it. Fuck. I'm about to try that motherfucker. Fuck it.
Let me see what the yip yap is about on this thing.
Let me see how she act. Hold on.
Right. Let me see how she act. Do you see that she love that shit? Then you realize you start doing that shit a little more often, and yeah.
Okay, now I got a question, another question that, you know what I'm saying, people be out here. Now, how you feel about the spitting in the mouth thing?
I'm going to open my mouth every time.
No, oh, shit.
I'm going to open my mouth every time. Oh, I used to be low-key against it, but I did it, and I was like, bitch, yeah, okay. So how do you feel about it? Oh, your face is frowned up a little bit.
I'm kind of in the middle about it. I'm not against it. I'm not with it.
You ain't about to hawk no spit in my motherfucking mouth.
Hell, nah, I hear you. Hey, you better back the fuck.
I'm about to punch you in your motherfucking throat. No, because hold.
That a different type of spit, right?
Bitch, at this point, you was getting ready to disrespect the fuck out of me.
Yeah, but I mean, it's a little interesting.
We done got all off topic. I mean, which is cool because we pitched and unscripted and we do this shit.
Yeah.
However, yeah, I ain't gonna lie, I'm gonna open my mouth every time on that spitting in the mouth shit.
I mean, most men do the spitting. I mean, so.
Oh, well, not on my end.
I mean, of course not on your end, but you know.
And it's sexy when a woman sitting over you talking about open your mouth and she got you by your throat.
I feel like I'm being abused again. Start having flashbacks. You grab me around my throat. Damn, what we got going on?
What you doing? What you? Wait a minute. What you doing?
We straight? Hold on. Now we still on the same page? Oh, okay. You just being a little extra freaky. Okay. Gotta say something to me, girl. I thought we was about to try.
Golly, bro. You got PTSD in the bedroom.
Man, listen. Girls got to, man. My baby mama stabbed me. That shit took me out. Mm-hmm. That shit changed the game.
Maybe I should have stabbed mine and maybe it would have changed theirs too.
Yeah, I would hope so. Don't get stabbed and go back, though. I done got stabbed and got hit with a car.
Boy, I had a van I was threatening to run mine over with, boy.
Shit, boy. I'm calling you. Oh, shit. Well, y'all girl, some walking red flags. How the fuck you do that and expect somebody to get in the car with you?
But y'all get in the car, though.
I don't. I'm going to walk. I don't give a fuck where I'm at.
Y'all
I'm
be getting in the car.
I ain't got no damn car.
Hey, you know what's a red flag for me?
What's up?
When you get with a nigga or a bitch and y'all really can't be seen in public. Or you hit me up 10, 11 o'clock at night.
I'm a secret. I'm a fucking secret. Not at 11 o'clock. What you think we about to do? My grandma say, it only two things open that time of night. Waffle House and Legs.
I promise you.
So, we going to Waffle House?
Because I'm always eat Waffle House.
Yeah, but shit, you can't be seen out. They going to take your ass to goddamn Turbaville to go to damn Waffle House.
Hey.
Oh, shit. But nah, another one of mine, though, you know what I'm saying? I don't like grown people. Like, you ain't got no car. Like, what are you doing? Like, right. A car is a necessity in your life. Like, if people fall on hard times, I understand. But after a while, like, hey, bro, you got to get a car. Ain't no pick you up, meet here, this, that. No, hell no. You got to have a car. Women rag on men about not having a car, right or wrong.
Like, right.
Because the first thing, like, girl, that nigga ain't got no car. Oh, hell no. You got to go pick him up.
But I done picked up a few in my day, boy. God.
I mean, I done been picked up before.
And that shit irky.
Let's be clear. And I was the type of nigga to keep the car, too, while you at work. Now, I was one of them.
Hell no.
Yeah, I'm going to keep your car at work. I'm going to clean it and put some gas in it. But you know what I'm saying?
You know, it's another red flag for me.
What's up?
Girls that don't eat no coochie.
They fake it, right?
Yeah. I that flag used to be green for me though. That flag used to be green for me. I used to love me a little bitch that I could just grab and snatch her soul and send her back on.
Yeah, see, because you want to do that. See, what else is different? You don't sell no dick. You gotta go. I done told you. We talked about this last time. Ain't no way. After the first time,
But now that's a big ass red flag. Go on here, play with somebody else.
In 2024, you on what?
You gonna have to eat, auntie.
Yeah, me.
TT gotta get hers.
Don't need to. You gotta suck that pickle. You don't do it. Oh, yeah. I gotta ask for it. I'm gonna ask the first time. Second time.
Hey, how do men go about asking for it?
It's a lot of variations of, you know, how you go about it. It depends on the mood, too. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you know, y'all been vibing or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Most times the vibe kind of push it there. Like, what girl don't want to get a nigga right for you goddamn, you know? But some of them, like, how the fuck you skipping the foreplay? Like, that's the foreplay to it. Like, nigga eat you out, you suck, nigga. You know, we go from there. But, you know, if you got to ask, you like, shit, what's up with some head? Oh, goddamn. You don't suck that dick. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, shit, you try to do what you was talking about in the messages. Like, shit. You gotta, it sounds disrespectful no matter how you ask it.
Right.
Like, it's just a fucked up way to ask me. But, you know, shit. You got some people who just, like, blunt. Like, what's up? You still trying to suck dick or what? Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? I got some dick for you to suck real quick so we can get started.
I can't. Hey, that shit right there used to piss me off because that shit just sound disrespectful. Like,
yeah, that's what, like, I'm saying. Like, there is really no what nice
no,
way
to
ask.
No, but just saying,
shit.
I got some dick for you to suck. Like, that shit sounds so disrespectful, dog.
It do. But it's like, the truth, too.
It is the truth.
Like, what's up? Like, shit.
It is the truth, though.
Just like, man, back in the day, them girls just come in and sit at the corner of that damn bed. Don't sit there. Come on. You already know what you came here to do. Come sit. Come on.
Nigga, I done did that sit down on the edge.
Shit, take them clothes off, too. Why the fuck you come over here full of dress?
Hey, but niggas do that, too. Because niggas used to come to my house and sit on the edge of my bed. And I'd be like, nigga, you know you came. What you came over here for? Well, can you please? And I'm already in the bed half naked. So can you please take them motherfucking clothes off, please?
I ain't gonna lie to
acting
you.
Like you ain't been here before.
I wanted them niggas that did that. I'm going to your refrigerator and all, too. I come in the house grabbing snacks when we do anything.
Oh, hell no. I'd have told you to get the fuck out. Mm-mm. No, eat my baby snacks.
Shit.
But,
snacks before and after. Oh, you got them gummies? Come here, let me get them with a little hug juice.
Man.
Lil Jermaine ain't gonna miss these.
Not Lil Jermaine.
Oh, shit.
But asking a bitch for head ain't no different from a nigga's point of view than a female.
But I mean, like, it's in y'all's situation, it's kind of more like, I know this what I got. I know this was gonna happen. Like,
I mean, we being with a man, we know that's what's gonna happen.
Nah, see, some of these girls you trying to get off with just fucking. Like, you fucking with a girl, you know, head kind of more vital with that because shit.
Y'all feel like we really ain't got shit else to do?
Yeah, that, yeah. You want me to be honest? Yes. Yes. Get out.
Boy, bye. Cause yeah, like I done told y'all when I posted earlier, when y'all, my superpowers activate when I put my boot bag on. Fuck you talking about.
Don't start that boot bag shit.
And my boot bag is a store bookie.
But still though,
variation, sizes and colors.
But still though, you wanna start with that. Like, of course. You gotta get the, you know, the juice.
But when we ask you, like, it'd be a little awkward.
You be like, shit, what's up?
Why the voice all deep and shit?
Trying to eat some cat.
No, damn, that's rough. Godly, what kind of bull dagger is you?
Damn. Jesus. Hey, that's a, hey, them studs be getting ate out too?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I ain't know. Shit, they out here dressing like dudes.
They be dressing like dudes and be having boxer briefs on over their panties. You didn't know?
Hey, listen, it's a little off subject one time. I seen a stud in a cup. Snow get some tampons.
She gets ate out.
I say, damn, bro.
And she takes strap.
I say, damn, bro. You period on? He talking about chill the fuck out.
She definitely probably taking it. Most studs ain't gonna use no tampon, Spooky.
Yeah, that shit wild. Good, that shit been funny as hell to me that day, though.
Yeah, most studs, I feel like, and this is just my opinion, y'all don't kill me. When it comes to a stud, using a tampon,
mm-hmm.
most studs who not getting penetrated ain't about to stick no tampon up or shit.
I know, but it's weird seeing like a stud talking about penetration and shit kind of wild.
But niggas love fucking them.
A pretty one, yeah, but...
Nah, niggas be fucking some rough.
Looking. I mean, hey, they do. Don't get me wrong. And that shit is wild because it's like...
they can have it because I could never.
How you get hard for that?
I mean, because she's a woman, I guess.
Shit, fuck that. Hey, you don't get hard for every woman. I don't get now. You got a pussy or not. Like, I don't get hard for every woman. Like, shit don't attract me.
You're one of the few.
Damn right. Because there's certain shit a woman can do, even when she naked, that shit'll be, that shit'll turn off. Like, oh, hell no.
It's a sound effect that.
That shit be for real.
Damn.
You being ain't ready, you just do something like, oh,
mine don't get hard for every woman either.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Mm-mm-mm. And it definitely don't for every nigga either.
Hey, I can understand that. It gotta be like that for real.
Hey, they be looking so stressed when I say shit like that.
Hey, damn, you ain't fucking with me, you know.
Y'all be so mad.
I mean, hey, shit hectic. That's all I can say about it. You know what I'm saying? When somebody, but that shit hurt your feelings and it hurt your pride a little bit too. When somebody tell you that, like, I ain't never had nobody tell me that, but like, damn, I ain't really, you know what I'm saying? I ain't feeling it. You like, you ain't feeling what? Like, what's going on?
Hey, dude, when a female, let me ask you this question because it's kind of on what you're saying, but how does it make you feel when a female tell you no about sex? Like, if your wife tell you no.
No! No, what the fuck? I ain't came in this bitch for no no. And like,
dude, that shit hurt your feelings a little bit?
It don't hurt my feelings because I can understand, like, if you did try, I understand, I respect it, you know what I'm saying? But it be, so it's a double standard behind that shit with men and women. Like, it's women make it normalized to be like, no, but as soon as a nigga be like, nah, who you fucking? Why you tired? Why you can't fuck me?
Right.
Girl, you just told me no last night. I'm returning the fucking favor. That what the fuck I'm doing.
You doing tit for tat.
Damn right. Cause why the fuck you tell me no? And then I'm supposed to just bounce back. Oh yeah, well, you ready to fuck, I'm gonna do whatever. No. Hell no. That shit wild, but I don't get it. Like, why do women feel like that when a nigga say no, he gotta be fucking somebody else?
Cause how often do men say no?
I mean,
men shit. Almost never say no. I mean, so for your man to all of a sudden tell you no randomly, like, that's crazy. Like, the nigga, what the fuck is wrong with you? Who did you fuck? Did you jack off?
Maybe.
Like, but if but if that's what you did, like, say that shit. But I don't know why that's the first. I guess because it's just an insecurity. Because, like, why you don't want me?
Oh, because you ain't wanted me yesterday. What the fuck?
But she was tired.
And I'm tired today.
But you ain't.
And she wasn't either. Shit. You been up on that phone for another hour. You could have did something.
I ain't lying. But I ain't gonna lie. When I get a no about sex, that should be hurting my feelings a little bit. Like, because what you mean no?
I mean, this shit can kind of...
And then it's bad for me because I'm a female and... I keep up with your period like it's my period. So, bitch, what are you? You're not on your period. So, why are you telling me no?
For real.
Do you not, like, you don't want me anymore? Like, am I not attractive to you anymore? Like, what's up?
I ain't gonna lie.
Did I make you mad?
That's a real question. Like, girls be telling niggas no, like, and while we on this subject, I can't spin off on it. Like, that shit has a lasting effect. You keep telling a nigga no. Like, the nigga gonna feel like you ain't. Like, damn, like, she ain't even attracted to me no more.
Yeah.
And now you mad when he fucking with somebody else. Like,
yeah.
If you telling this man no, like, yeah, baby, let's do this. Or when you do it, you ain't giving no effort. Like,
not even a full effort.
Like, y'all got to understand that shit. Just like you be like, I don't want no nigga giving me no tired dick, man. You done in 3 minutes. Like, I don't want no tired pussy either. Like, right. Don't you laying there unresponsible, acting sluggish. Like, I'm going to stop. Like, fuck that. Nah, you good.
But you know what, that you're saying that, I never really thought about how that does affect men. Like, I never thought that men even gave it a second thought about, you know, when a woman tells them no or when their partner tells them no.
Yeah, because, all right, think about it like this. Your partner tell you no. You asking your partner, she telling you no, she telling you no. And then I go out to the club and this bitch throwing herself at me.
Right.
It's like, damn, you fuck with me. You want to fuck me. And she like, yeah. And you like, oh, so why the fuck my lady don't want to fuck me?
Right.
I left the house in the same shit.
Right.
I look good. I smell good. What the fuck?
And she caught the fresh whiff when I sprayed this motherfucker.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? God damn. You watch me get out the shower, steaming everything. Like, none of that shit ain't.
Yeah, like, you seen my meat before I left.
Yeah, so, what the fuck? But this girl right here, or females in general, you go out, you seeing like, damn. And then you go home, and then you know what I'm saying? Niggas be like, nah, I ain't gonna do it like that. Then you go home, you get the same answer again. You be like, I should have stayed my ass out.
Hey, I swear.
So, you know what I'm saying? That's the real effect that you got to look at as a woman saying that to a man, like saying it to your man. It'd be like, damn, I know I'm tired, but shit. That shit goes back to a man. You know your nigga tired, but you still expect him to take his ass to work.
Right.
That's a part of your job. If this, like, you know, females, they.
Ooh, oh, you about to start some shit talking about that's a part of their job.
It is. Bro, listen, on some real shit, that's a part of your job. Just like you want that man to be a man unapologetically and all that, you have to be a woman the same way. Don't give a standard to a man and you can't hold your standard as a woman.
True shit.
Because damn, he gonna do what a man do. Like, I'm taking care of this household and you ain't taking care of me. So I gotta get taken care of some way. Niggas got needs. Niggas be horny. Like,
women be horny too.
Yeah, but females know that. And at the beginning of a relationship, y'all be fucking all the time. Like, fucking like little jackrabbits. Then when you get deeper into it, slow down. Like, okay.
But life happens and that shit, though. Like,
I understand, but you still have to keep the mental on that.
No, no doubt. I agree with you 100% on that because I am a woman who has a high sex drive. So I expect just as much, like, shit, to be honest with you, ain't a man could keep up with me.
I feel that, but ain't even no butt on that. It also goes to say, if the roles were reversed and a woman constantly got to ask her nigga for sex, what she going to do?
We're going to cheat.
Exactly.
I know I would.
Because ain't no fucking way we living in this house. I got to keep asking you. Babe, we going to fuck tonight? Hold on. We can do it later. My stomach hurt.
But how is it supposed to go, though? Like, if we're not asking, it's supposed to be just a given?
I mean, I ain't gonna never say it's just supposed to be a given. Like, I'm the type of person, you know, asking you shall receive.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Closed mouths don't get fed. Because sometimes right. You can feel the vibe. Most times, you know, with your person, you know. And it's telltale signs. And, like, even in certain stuff you weigh, how you move about the house, certain shit you be doing. Like, you know, when you're in that mood, you're going to be closer to your person in general. You're going to be doing a little shit trying to get down, you know. But still, you know what I'm saying? To, like... You just had them days like, what's up? You trying to fuck real quick?
Yeah, because I've always been a person like, well, not even a person. I've gotten into a custom of asking.
Yeah.
It was just because my partner wasn't, you know, didn't have the same sex drive as me. Yeah. So I just got into the custom of asking like, hey, you going to let me eat your coochie tonight or what? Like,
yeah, but even after a while of that, it's like.
That shit get aggravated when asking. Like, you get tired of asking. Like, God damn, boy.
Like, I done asked you 7 days. Like, you don't think I want it?
But not even on it. It's not even being asking and getting a no. Just even asking and getting a yeah. It's just
that's what I'm saying.
Coming accustomed.
Why I gotta ask?
Yeah, and then it is the why. I have to ask? Like, nigga, like we ain't trying to just.
Like, you know when I get lit.
You don't want it.
You know what I want? What?
Right, bro. To come home from the club fucked up and don't get no coochie. And I can't trip because I just did my current partner like that recently on her birthday. Ooh, no cap.
Shit.
I was drunk as fuck and fell asleep. And I'm sorry.
She should have rolled that shit across her face like a snail.
Oh, my Jesus. She should have. Baby, I would have woke up.
Wake your ass up.
I would have woke the fuck up so fast. I probably would have looked like a little newborn trying to find a nipple, goddamn, trying to get the clip. Goddamn, waking up drunk as hell. Eyes crossed in a motherfucker.
Yeah.
I would have found that motherfucker though.
That shit wild though, but that asking shit, that's real. Like, that's a red flag in itself, being honest. Why we still, because all this still going back to red flags.
But hell yeah.
That shit is one in general. Like, damn, you got to ask your significant other for sex. Like, you ain't catching the vibe, you ain't catching this.
Like, bitch, you just ain't come home horny wanting me.
You ain't ever horny and want me? Like, that's another thing. Like, that one side of the initiating sex shit get old too. Like, damn, you don't ever want to fuck me?
Never.
You ain't never got the urge like that.
But be looking at Chris Brown, talking about you'll do some nasty shit to him. Hey, a nigga you ain't gonna never see or never get that close to.
But you got plans for him.
You got plans for him. You get ready to turn this motherfucker every way but loose.
I mean, the hoss can't even get caught to get turned loose.
Bitch, when I grab you, you fight to get loose.
Yeah, hold on. I gotta take a shower. I gotta pee. I gotta shut the fuck up.
I ain't lying. God, at damn. This point, bitch, just pee while we in the middle of it.
Then you come home. Why you acting so weird? Why you ain't talking to me? What we gotta talk about? We fucking? I mean, if you want to, I don't want to because I don't even like that. I don't even like
the
response.
You don't even feel like you want to now at this point.
If you want
to. If I want to. Bitch, do you want to? Because let me stop. I sound bitter than a motherfucker for real.
That's just real raw emotions that come. I done been there before.
Hey, man. Listen. It happens to the best of us, man. But shit. Well, tell them people where they can find you at.
Hey, man. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Snap, X, formerly known as Twitter, DA_infamouswilt. Make sure y'all go follow me, add me, you know what I'm saying? I'm always dropping some funny content on all my shit, man. Make sure y'all go follow your boy.
Man, and you can find me, you know your girl, Mina. You can find me on Facebook. Right now, my Facebook name is Junie B. Jones. Y'all already know, the master of the arts of the book. Anyway, or you can find me on Twitter at Mina, co-host Pitching a Scripted Podcast, or hit the @ Mina_3 on X. Instagram, Menacing Mina. Let's get live and let's get active, people.